I wanted to talk briefly, too, about animal ID today. I raised this issue on the Senate floor yesterday, and I just want to mention a few points. Over the last several years, USDA administered the National Animal Identification System. The system worked for those who wanted to use it, but I emphasize it was a voluntary system. It was not mandatory. USDA recently announced it was doing away with that, with NAIS, and developing a new framework. I thought that was an unusual announcement, and I was anxious to see what they were going to propose. Now, USDA says the new program is not a mandatory program. That caught my attention. I thought, gosh, that's on the right track here. However, there's an important piece of this. It is not mandatory except for animals that travel to a different state from where they are born. That little addition basically means that the program is, in fact, mandatory because so much of our livestock now moves across the country. I would venture that the vast majority of animals in this country move from one state to another during their lifetime. State governments would be tasked with keeping track of the livestock under the new program, and state governments will be rightfully concerned about that. Looks like they're going to be handed a hot potato of unfunded mandates and a mandatory system that is not going to be supported in the country. The so-called new animal ID plan is simply a mandatory system from what I can tell, although it's being promoted as a voluntary one. So I raise this issue on the Senate floor. This is not a final product at this point by USDA, and I think it's very important for our ag sector to weigh in, as I have on their behalf.